Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Zach Morrow with Boron Capital. We are here today bringing you another episode of the Solomon Investor Podcast.
It's time to stop trusting the public markets and look to history's first trillionaire on how to build real, lasting wealth. Look, over the past 14 years, we've applied these exact principles in more than 300 plus transactions. Not one single investor has lost money. That trillionaire was King Solomon. We'll be sharing his wisdom on how to build wealth in a way that's translated for the 21st century investor. My name is Blake Templeton, and this is the Solomon Investor Podcast.
Excited to sit down with Jeff Fulsend Seckinger coming at you. We're going to be breaking down some charts today and really covering a question that I think a lot of people are having right now is, you know, where are we at in the actual crypto cycle? You know, if we look at the four-year charts, we really should be at the end, but do the technicals show that? Is the cycle extending? And really, what can we expect over the upcoming year, the upcoming few months? And so we're really going to dive into the data today, hopefully open that up. I saw a poll coming out earlier today that was asking, you know, will the cycle extend? Is there an opportunity for a super cycle? And how does everything work out? And so when it comes to Jeff and I, and really what we focus on is we like to focus on the data and the technicals and deciphering through that to hopefully in the best way possible, try and predict the future. Jeff always says he doesn't have a crystal ball, but I think he's keeping it to himself, right? No, we don't keep anything to ourselves. We like to share it all with you guys. And that's what we're here to do today. So Jeff, I'd love to have you kind of open it up, share more on the data that we've put together on the cycles and help people see what we've come to the conclusion of and kind of what we're expecting moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Zach. Excited to be here. I think what Zach was mentioning earlier, everyone was already expecting the market to peak. You know, every winter, about every 4 years, we do see a cycle top in Bitcoin and subsequently crypto. I believe the last cycle top for Bitcoin was like December 17th of 2017. And then later, the altcoins did top the first week in January. So everyone's kind of looking around. You know, today is what, December 30th of 2021. And everyone's kind of looking around saying, what is going on? Well, I'll show you what's going on. The cycles are extending, and there is no denying that because the data shows that. So what we're actually looking at is Bitcoin's performance just from peak to peak. So you can see it says since market top. In the blue, you can see that's the first cycle in 2011 to 13, right? You can see how short that cycle is because that's really like when Bitcoin came out to when it then topped subsequently. And then in the red here, you can see the other cycle top in 2014, where it had a much longer time horizon from the previous top to that top in 14. And then once again, you see in this orange one, this is the run up into 2017, where we had a much longer cycle from the previous top in 14. And now we're looking at the purple right now. We have not had, you see how all those other cycles had that really big move up. We still have not had that really exponential blow off top moment within Bitcoin during this cycle. And you can see that we're pretty much at the very exact day of where Bitcoin topped back in December of 17. Now that's one place to look at it from the cycle top. Another way is to look at it from the halving cycle. You can see that once again in the blue, we topped right up here. It was very short. It was about 325 days. You can see the next cycle we then topped about 371 days after the halving cycle for Bitcoin. So when it cuts the supply in half, it's about every 4 years. It's actually a little bit less than 4 years. And then in this orange here, this is the 2017 top. This is about 526 days. And now we're sitting at just about almost 600 days. We're about 595, where we still have not seen a top from the halving cycle. So one thing that we've also analyzed is these from peak to peak, the cycles are extending by a certain amount of days, which is 574 days from peak to peak. So you can see it was 329, 903, 1477. If this were to happen again, if we were to extend 574 more days, we would be peaking in July 30th of 2023. Now, we're not sure if this data is statistically significant or not, because we just have two data points that show, you know, the 574 day increases. My personal belief, I don't believe it's going to take that long to peak, but it is undoubtedly taking longer to get through these cycles. And I think one of the reasons is, and I'll let Zach kind of address it as well, is potentially number one, the halving cycle, right? It cuts the supply in half of Bitcoin. So there's less supply of Bitcoin being released every about 4 years. And that is now having a less and less effect on the market, because it's diminishing. The amount of supply that's being released is diminishing. So it's having a lesser effect on the overall market. And I also just think, you know, this is over the last about year, this is the first time we've started to see real long-term capital from institutions and public companies and even countries putting their balance sheet into Bitcoin, which I think is going to dramatically change the overall market. Zach, I'm not sure if you have any other opinions on the cycle extending and why you think it is. And then maybe we could hop into just kind of the day-to-day technicals and leave them off where we think it's heading over the shorter term.
Yeah, I would agree on all those points. And just to expand on them, you know, from the technical side, as you're measuring the actual data, like you shared, you can see some trends from peak to peak, right? You're seeing it increase over time. Obviously, like you mentioned, we only have so many cycles to go off of. So historical significance and things like that. I think that we can look to the past, especially with a smaller market like this, and see what has happened. But then at the same time, from a fundamental level, understanding what has really changed. And I think virtually everything has changed significantly over the last 18 months when it comes to cryptocurrency and its adoption and overall acceptance into a broader financial world, right? So you have the institutions coming in, you've got companies like MassMutual did over 100 million. I mean, an insurance company, right? Bought in over 100 million over this last year. And then you're seeing other large technology companies coming in, and you're seeing even banking institutions and things like this wanting to adopt, put it on the balance sheet. And you're seeing these people who come in, these are really long-term holders. And so the actual trading has changed significantly, and the fundamentals of who's purchasing it makes quite a bit of a different trade in the way the market's interacting. So from a fundamental level, I think we've seen significant shifts over the last 18 months, and even more so over the last, you know, 8 to 12 months. And that's only continuing to increase. So the adoption has increased significantly, and we're only going to see that continue as it continues to balance out. So, you know, kind of shifting from a fundamental level, I think that helps extend the cycles, because you're going to see more stability in those cycles, but then you still have the underlying technicals of the halving, which is what brings the cycle into play in the first place. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of considerations as far as balancing. And, you know, that's why, you know, at the end of the day, we want to look at the actual technicals and come back to everything and really kind of take a look on a unbiased level and process through what's changed, what's shifted, and how we want to interact inside that market. And so that's probably why it's best to, like you said, shift over into some of the technicals and really look at where we're at today, what the data is showing us, and maybe what we can expect, you know, over the upcoming weeks and months.
Yep, totally. And I think I think a lot of people, kind of to put you at ease, I've heard a lot of people really worried about maybe the cycle has already topped. There's quite a few things you can look at, and I'll show you out where we're at the day to day. But for example, you can look at like moving averages. Every cycle top, we've been over the 2-year moving average multiplied by 5. You can see back at the very first peak, the second cycle, the third cycle, and now we're obviously at the fourth cycle. We haven't even come close to hitting that. We bounced off of it, but we never actually broke through it earlier this year. And then we subsequently went to an all-time high. Another great one you guys can look at is the PI cycle top indicator, which is just a cross of moving averages, but that's timed every cycle top pretty much almost to the day, which is pretty unbelievable. It did it back in 65K. You can see we're not even close to those moving averages crossing for this PI cycle top indicator. And maybe the last one I'll show you, which there's quite a few, it's just a logarithmic growth curves. You use log charts to analyze assets over long periods of time, especially those that have a lot of volatility. And you can see that every cycle, it's come to the very top of the log curve. which once again has not even come close this cycle whatsoever. So I think it's important to understand the overall macro. I always do that first and just look at from a overall, you know, large scale picture, where are we at and potentially the cycle and where the macro economy and macro finance is heading. And it's quite obvious that we're set up for mass adoption. But on the day-to-day, to give you an idea of where we're at, we're looking at Bitcoin right now, and we study Bitcoin in particular when looking at cryptocurrencies because it has over 40% of the dominance of the market. And typically when Bitcoin moves one direction, the rest of the crypto market follows. So you can see we haven't had one of those blow-off top events since that 55% correction. We've had nice two-leg moves upward. We did break into an all-time high right around 69K. And now we have created some resistance when price action has been going down. We had a large candle. We started to consolidate. We broke through the resistance. And now we're retesting and using resistance as support. So on a technical level, this happens quite often. You'll be able to identify certain resistance zones. And what happens is that resistance typically flips into support. And that is exactly what is happening right now. A few other indicators, market cipher, for example, there's two things that we look at. You can see this green line right here. When it flips green after a very volatile move downwards, it flips green. And then we see green dots, which are identified by these momentum waves. Then obviously the green dots, that's a very bullish sign. We saw that back after we had that big correction. We also like to pair that with two other things, which I'll show you right now, which is the RSI, which is the relative strength index. So when we have a downward sloping of the RSI, and then we break this trend, we have a line that's green, we have two green dots. And then the last one we like to look at is the MACD. When the blue line flips over the red and all those other things are aligned, we typically see some really, really large growth ahead after that happens, which we saw about 131% increase last time we saw this happen. And again, we had that happen all the way back here when Bitcoin was as low as 9,600. We had the green dot, we had the green line, we had the RSI breaking a trend right here. And then we had the MACD flip and we went all the way up from under 10 grand to 65 grand. So on a technical level, it is looking very bullish. You can see the RSI is starting to make higher lows down here, which is just shows a flip of the bullish momentum and likely price, because what we look for is bullish divergence, which means that the price is still going down, but these other signs are showing more strength in the market. And that's what's happening right now. So we're actually more bullish, even though there's a lot of fear in the market and everyone's really worried that we just topped. We are not under that belief. We do believe that we're going to continue into early January and the first quarter of next year pretty strong. We do think that there's a 1X factor, which is, you know, what's going on with the overall stock market, equity market, real estate market. We think that'll also have an impact on cryptocurrency because it is a pretty speculative market to begin with. So if other markets start to sell off, we do think that will absolutely affect the crypto market. But if the other markets can hold on, we think there's a lot of bullish momentum for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you walking through that. And so, you know, big picture, like Jeff shared, whenever we are processing markets as a whole, you have to process markets as a whole. It's not just the crypto market, but correlation between other markets and how those things are working against or for momentum with inside crypto. You know, I had a conversation with, you know, a pretty renowned trader a while back, name's Grant Williams, and Grant was sharing back in 2008, you know, at that time, everybody used gold as the inflation hedge. And interestingly enough, you know, whenever the stock market began crashing, gold did drop as well. And everybody said, well, if gold's dropping, how is that an inflation hedge? And the reality was because gold was maintaining its price relative to stocks and people were having to utilize some of their gold to cover their positions over in the stock market. And so, you know, whenever we process that, I believe crypto and Bitcoin in particular has become the new safe haven asset as far as a store against inflation and a hedge against inflation. And while we may see impact to the downside if you had a major move in the stock market to the downside, I think that relative, it'll continue to outperform, and this market overall will see the long-term strength relative and comparatively to the other markets. So it'll be interesting to see how things continue to play out. But as an overall long-term picture, I mean, obviously this market is one we think that will continue to outperform and be strong into the future. As far as the midterm and short term, obviously there's variables that are outside of everyone's control. But as we look at everything on a technical level, we do feel over the coming months strongly about where we're at. We don't think that we've hit a top. We believe that we will continue to see upside potential as long as, you know, outside variables remain the same. And we do think that there is opportunity for the cycle extending based off of new fundamentals and changes. And so, but I guess, you know, the verdict still remains to be seen. We're excited about what's to come. You know, for those of you guys watching, I'd love to hear a little bit more about your thoughts. If you think, you know, the same thing, let us know down in the comments. If you think that you've got some different perspectives, we'd love to hear kind of your insight and comments down below. So love to hear kind of your feedback, but that's what we've got for today. I mean, Jeff, do you want to add anything before we close out?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, we're coming up on the new year. There is some uncertainty in the market just with, you know, them slowing down the money printer and potentially raising rates and things like that. So everyone is a little bit worried. And you have this going on with the money printing and M1 just infinitely printing. So I think what's important, yes, we like to look at kind of a shorter term time horizons. But to be honest, it's really important to understand the macro and what is happening as Bitcoin is flooding off of exchanges into cold wallets, the places where 100%. It cannot be sold, shown in all this red. Look how much red there is over the last 18 months. That just shows conviction because people are moving it to places where it can't be sold. So they believe the price is going to go up. So they want to protect it. So if you look at that and then you look at, you know, the illiquid supply, which means, you know, if Bitcoin's being held in cold storage offline, like in a thumb drive, it's in an illiquid place where it can't be sold quickly. And we are at all-time highs for the illiquid supply, which is very, very exciting. So if you're ever getting worried about the day-to-day price, kind of just zoom out, look at the overall picture and understand where we are likely heading, not based off of my opinion or your emotions, but based off of the data and the facts. So hope you guys got some value and have a very, very happy New Year's. Zach, I don't know if you want to close this out for us.
Yeah, we're good. Happy New Year, everybody. Look forward to seeing you guys again next week. Every Thursday, we're going to be sitting down and talking through the updates for the week. So Thursdays at 5:30 Eastern. Make sure to subscribe. So we'll see you next time. Okay. Happy New Year, everybody. Take care.
All right. Listen, I got to level with you. We've all seen the bubble burst over and over again. 1929, 1987, 2000, 2008, and now 2020. The fallacy of the stock markets continue to be exposed before our very eyes. And no matter where you're at right now, no matter where you're at in the markets, it's time to take action and escape the trap. You must activate and protect your net worth. Your net worth must cash flow, and we want to help you do that. So do this. Text the word Solomon to 31996, and you will get instant access to the step-by-step training guide every Solomon investor uses to get started. It's chock full of current wealth principles, financial facts, case studies, and the frameworks of King Solomon translated for the 21st century investor. Again, text Solomon to 31996.